Three for the Money is brought to you by the TrendCenter app. This is the best tool for sports betting research. The TrendCenter app, you can test betting systems from the past 20 years, explore thousands of existing trends and systems from top betting experts, choose from hundreds of filters to test different systems for each sport. Save these trends and get notified when their systems have games. Download the app and use our code TFTM for 15% off a premium membership after a 2-day free trial. Okay, okay, okay. We're here, we're back. It's Three for the Money. New episodes every Thursday, back on the regular schedule. And it's week 14 of the NFL season. The Thanksgiving week games is over. And so now we're back to regular life for like 3 weeks. And then it's the Christmas week. And I think we have Saturday games. I don't know. I haven't even looked that far. That's for future Will to look into. But anyway, going back to last week, I ended up going 5-4. It felt a lot worse than it was because the Rams didn't even win their game against the Panthers. That was very deflating. So, but I mean, other than that, I mean, 5-4, lost my Surefire, didn't do too bad. So can't complain too much. But now that we're back in the in our regularly scheduled programming, we're going to be in the right headspace. We're going to be right headspace. Chris, how did you do last week?
I did all right. I went 5-5 overall, won my Surefire. Shout out to Shador Sanders. He balled out. I didn't watch the game at all. I just know they only scored 8 points. But yeah, it started out really well. Thanksgiving and Black Friday went 3-1, or yeah, 3-1. And then it all went downhill Sunday and Monday. Started 3-1, ended 5-5. So not great. But you know what? I got a shit ton of plays written down for this week. So it's time to win it all back. Sean, how did you do over the holidays?
6-2 over the holidays. Lost my Surefire though. And I did end up taking the Chiefs -1.5 first half spread double unit. That was a loser, but I just live bet the Cowboys -1.5 after Rashee Rice scored his first touchdown, or was it his second? Might have been his second touchdown. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Cowboys won that game. Not too bad. The thing that really got me was the couple touchdown. I had Tracy last night. I don't even think he touched the ball, to be honest. Yeah, but this is probably – we're getting into, like, my personal favorite part of the NFL season where, you know, all the games we're talking about matter in some way, shape, or form. And I love when it's like, oh, this team has to lose, this team has to win, this team – blah, 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 blah – for this team to just sneak into the playoffs. So we're getting to that point of the NFL season. So I'm really just excited to talk ball with the boys. Week 14. Let's get it going.
Let's get it going. Jesus.
You need a lotions?
Maybe. I might need a lozenge.
Like you just threw up in your mouth.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know, man. It's like 40 degrees outside. It's like really cold. Anyway, let's get it going. So the first game is a AFC North matchup. The Steelers at the Ravens. Ravens are favored by 6. Over under is 43.5. This is a division where it kind of seems like nobody really wants to win. Somehow the Bengals are still in it with winning 4 games. Joe Burrow coming back. Big deal. And able to squeak out that win against the Ravens. The Ravens defense, I mean, it's – I don't know if I want to treat the Thanksgiving game as an outlier, but they didn't really play too bad. I mean, that game went under. That was the only game that I won on Thanksgiving. So, I mean, they held them like what, like 25, 27 points, something like that. Which, it's average, pretty okay. Steelers, they can't do anything. They lost to the Bills last week, in a pretty sad showing. If I do say so myself. So it's kind of tough to get a kind of a pulse on what's actually going on in this division, but I'll go ahead and go first. I mean, Steelers Ravens, this game screams under. I feel like we've discussed this numerous times on this podcast, that whenever these two teams play, it is a rock fight. I didn't look up if they played earlier this year, but when I was doing my research on the other games, it feels like a lot of these divisional matchups, this is like the first time they're playing. And then they're playing again in like 2 weeks. I don't know. That's kind of weird. But also, to Sean's point, we're now in that part of the season where everything matters. Every little thing matters. So, I'm going under 43 and a half. It's the Ravens defense is, they're there. And they're going to do what they need to do. The offense, you really don't know what you're going to get, depending on who actually shows up in this game. And then the Steelers, I mean, their defense is okay sometimes, I guess. And it's very hard for them to put up offense right now. So under 43 and a half. I mean, I didn't even put all this shit together in my head before I made this pick. I saw this pick. I mean, this is an auto under. But that's all I really got. Chris, what do you have for this game?
Yeah, same. Under 43 and a half. I mean, it's a tale as old as time, just Steelers, Ravens, unders. Not really the for the reasons that it typically is. Usually it's because it's just two amazing defenses. Like you said, both these defenses are kind of just there. They kind of like they do what they have to do. These offenses stink. I mean, Baltimore and Lamar just haven't looked right for the last 3, 4 weeks or so. And I mean, Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be there. He looks just totally checked out. He should have just retired, and he should retire after this year. Is this, did he sign a 2-year deal or is it just a 1 year?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, he should retire after
Can't
this season
remember.
regardless. He doesn't want to be there, and I don't blame him. This team is terrible.
He
I
keeps
mean,
going to
he's,
dog shit teams.
yeah, I mean, let's, yeah, this team is not, he's kind of, I want to say the reason he's a pretty big reason they're not very good. But I mean, the defense is whatever. I mean, I don't really have that many receivers. It's just the offense is bad. So, yeah, it's gonna be a rock fight. Late season AFC North game. These games usually are very tight. So, yeah, under 43 and a half, little stat. The under is 9-1 in the last 10 games in this matchup. So it's auto under for, yeah, 43 and a half. Sean, clean sweep.
No, sorry. Kind of hate it, but been fading it for a while. But I'm going with the Steelers plus 5.5, maybe 6.5, depending on when you get it. Week 14, division lead on the line. This is just too many points. Ravens, yeah, they got smoked on Thanksgiving, but before that, they rattled off like 5 straight wins. And honestly, the only one that's kind of impressive was against the Bears. And those teams were the Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, and Jets. Regular murderer's row right there. Wins are wins, I guess. But, I just think the Ravens are just way too overvalued right now. Their last 3 games, they've been 7.5 point favorites and a 14.5 point favorite. They lost all three. They just can't finish these games. And this matchup, it's a Tomlin spot forever. As an underdog against the Ravens, Mike Tomlin is 13-4-2 against the spread. And he started his career 13-2-2 against the spread. The last 2 games that the Steelers and the Ravens have gone against. The Ravens have kind of just blown out the Steelers, but I think this one's going to get ugly. I think this kind of going to be a rock fight. Ravens just can't really seem to like be putting it together for whatever reason. But yeah, plus Steelers after ugly games, Tomlin is 10-4 against the spread after scoring fewer than 10 points. So yeah, it gets gross. Too many trends, too many points, and too much history to not grab the Steelers here for me. It's Steelers plus 5.5.
Okay. That is a lot of points for a divisional game, I will say. All right, moving on. Next game, AFC South matchup. The Colts versus the Jags in Jacksonville. The Jags are home dogs by 1.5. Over-under is 48.5. And the Jags are first place in the division now. And I think I read something that Daniel Jones has a broken fibula or something.
Is it broke? I saw he has a fibula. He has a fibula injury. Isn't that like, I'm no bone doctor. Isn't that the big one in the leg?
That's the thigh. That's your leg, yeah.
Isn't that like the most painful bone to break in the human body?
I think it's your tibula. That's the calf.
When the tibula breaks, it sounds like a cannon.
Oh, I always thought it was a fibula.
Yeah.
Okay. Still, I read that. Like, I saw it on Twitter. I just saw like Daniel Jones injury, whatever, trending. I was like, oh, he went down or something. And I saw a broken fibula. I was like, oh God. And he's like, no, he's playing. Wait, what?
I mean,
I don't know how broken it is. I mean, it can't be that. I mean, unless Anthony Richardson is just that bad.
I mean, did they bench Anthony Richardson or did he get injured? It was so long ago. I don't even know
if he's still alive. I haven't heard from him since training camp.
Yeah. Huh.
AR-15?
Yeah. Tony.
Tony Richardson?
Sean's best friend, Tony Richardson.
Fuck that guy.
But yeah, that's it's a weird time in these divisional matchups here. Chris, I'm going to let you take this one first.
All right. The wrong team is favored in this football game. The Jacksonville Jaguars are just better. The Colts are in free fall right now. They've lost 3 of the last 4. I mean, yeah, we touched on it. Danny Dimes has some sort of, it sounds like a bad leg injury. He can't really do anything. So, yeah, I think the Jags are going to win. I think Jacksonville, if they win this game, I think they will have a stranglehold on this division because they still play us again. They play the Colts again, I think, week 18. Or do they play us? They play the Colts again, I think. But, yeah, so I think if they win this game, they will all but have locked up the division. I think they know that. So I think they're going to come out swinging. I think they win this football game. You can keep your damn 1.5. I'm taking Jags money line. Also, we've touched on this years prior on the show. The Colts have not won in Jacksonville in 9 years. So Jags money line all damn day. Not too often you say the Jacksonville Jaguars are the better team in a football game, but they are. So yeah, Jags money line. Will, what do you think?
I like that pick. I might add it. But I'm taking the under in this game, under 48.5. The Colts, everything seems to be falling apart for them. Their defense is still holding it down, I guess you could say. I mean, they lost last week. But the Jags, I mean, they essentially had a mini bye week playing us. And so, like, they had a ton of injuries. So it's a good chance for them to get a little bit healthier. I know they were banged up a little bit, but I think the Jags kind of shut her down, and I think they put up enough to win most likely. But my official pick is under 48.5. I don't think this game is going to be a good watch. And it's a divisional game, so crazy shit happens. A lot of fireworks are died down, but yeah, that's pretty much all I got, Sean.
Yeah, I'm going Jags money line along with Chris. And honestly, it makes too much sense. I mean, the Titans basically handed Jacksonville the lead in the AFC South. And now these two scumbags just have to fight it out. And like, I know that like if you go against the Titans, it's not exactly like a resume builder, but like the Jags, they did kind of look sharp. They're getting healthier, momentum's building. Colts are sliding hard. And so let's just ride the hot hand. And you know, I've got some, you know me, I've got some stats to back it up. Chris touched on it. The Jaguars are just a thorn in the Colts side. Since 2015, Indy is just 3-16-1 against the spread in Jacksonville. That's just absurd. That's an absurd level of domination. And that's going through nine different Colts quarterbacks, and not a single one of them is above 500 against the spread versus the Jaguars. And also, if you want to make matters a little worse, Daniel Jones, if he's going to play, historically struggles outdoors versus good defenses. After last week, he is now 4-11-1 straight up outdoors against teams allowing under 20 points per game. Just bottom line, like Colts struggling, Jags heating up. Historically, Jacksonville just owns the Colts. It's Jags money line all day.
Okay, there we go.
Also, real quick before we move on, looks like no Sauce Gardner for this game. So,
Yes, I did see that also.
yeah, that trade's aging like milk.
Oh
Well,
well, who
Mr. Two
cares?
first round. I know, I'm just saying, two first rounders for a guy who gets hurt 2 weeks after you trade for him. Fuck him.
Well, we said
Oh, yeah,
last
fuck
week
him.
we thought you thought he was hurt last week. We did not check on it, but like, I don't think he played last week, did he?
Did he was listed as doubtful for this game, so I don't know. I didn't watch. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't watch any of the Colts game last week. I don't know. I read somewhere that he might have been hurt. I did not check on it
Well,
on
it seems
recording,
to be
but
true
I did
now.
check on it this week. He is listed as doubtful. So.
Okay.
There we go. Next game, Bengals at the Bills. The Bills favored by 5.5. Over under is 52.5 currently. Are the Bengals back? That is the question. It's kind of like they got back Burrow, and they have that swag back, as I say that in the whitest tone possible. What do we what do you guys, what do you think, Sean? Are the Bengals back?
I'm on the Bills, honestly.
Okay.
I think it starts with the obvious that the Bengals defense is just straight up booty cheeks.
They have been playing
Somehow
better.
they've been playing better, but they're still booty cheeks. But somehow they're still alive in this playoff hunt. But I think this matchup is gonna expose everything that they struggle with. Cincy is dead last in passing yards allowed and dead last in total yards allowed. They put so much pressure on their offense to just keep up with just every single week. And even that 32-14 win over the Ravens, their defense didn't fix it. It didn't do anything. That was just incompetence by like the Ravens. I just kind of think that Buffalo should control this game. The Bills allow just 163 passing yards per game, and that's going to force Cincy to obviously like be put in this situation where they're going to be forced to throw the ball, and they're just going to lose control of the tempo. Meanwhile, like Bengals defense He's given up 32 points per game, except for last week. But, like, overall, they're giving up 32 points per game. This is just a recipe for disaster for the Bengals. I think the Bills are going to just set the pace and just jump on the chance. And honestly, I did find a little stat. Zach Taylor, head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, is terrible with extra prep time. Since he took over, the Bengals are just 9-15-1 straight up and 10-14-1 against the spread when they have extended rest. So, yeah, bad defense, bad trends. Bills need the win to honestly just for their playoff push because they're probably not going to win this division with the Patriots the way that they're playing. And I think this matchup lines up perfectly for Buffalo. So it's Buffalo all day for me. Will, what do you think?
I agree with a lot of the things you say, but my pick is different. It is the over 52.5. I asked you this question. Are the Bengals back? I don't think they're 100% back. There's three phases to the game. So you could say that they're 30% back. The other two, you know, defense and special teams, I don't think they're back. I don't think that'll ever happen. So, for that reason, I'm taking the over. I mean, like you said it yourself, they're averaging 32 points allowed per game. That's not good. That's not winning football. And the Bills, their defense, I mean, it feels like they're perpetually banged up. I did not know that that 132 passing yard stat, which makes me a little worried.
163.
Where did I get that number? But that worries me. But also, if the Bengals offense is back, which, I mean, it just seems like it, I think this game is going to cruise to the over. In a game that I think, just adding Joe Burrow, I think the Bengals could potentially cover this game. Just some magic, you know, some bullshit. But also the Bills, I mean, they're fighting for their lives right now. The record is positive, but like they got to win some more of these games in order to be convincing going into the playoffs. Over 52.5. Chris, what do you think?
I agree. Over 52.5 for pretty much combination of everything you guys just said. Yes, since these defense is terrible, Buffalo's offense at home is electric. They're putting up 33 points a game at home this season. Yeah, I think they'll be able to score it. I mean, if they don't get at least 35, I think it would be a bad day for them. And yeah, Joe Burrow is back. He was slinging against Baltimore. I mean, Buffalo's defense isn't great. I know, like, pretty much because they're always hurt. So I think Burrow will be able to do enough to get to this over. I mean, yeah, I feel like every game at Highmark Stadium, right, where Buffalo plays, is that what it's called?
Every game in New Era, whatever that.
Every game in Buffalo seems to be pretty awesome. So I think you get two electric offenses, especially one dog shit defense, one fine defense. I think this soars. So yeah, over 52.5.
Hell yeah. Moving on. NFC North matchup here. The Bears at the Packers. The Packers are favored by 6.5. Over under is 44.5. I got to say, I am still kind of mulling this one over. I do want to hear what you guys think. Because the way that I'm thinking here, it feels like the Packers have put it together. Their defense has been pretty consistently good this year. And the Bears, they're the one seed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's bananas.
Yes, it is.
And like, it's weird. We're in a weird season and point in the season because it feels like nobody is like amazing. It feels like no team in the NFL is like fucking amazing. It's like teams are good, but they're not great. It's such a weird kind of era in the NFL right now. in the 2025, 2026 season. But also this just it just feels like a lot of points for a divisional matchup. And like I really want to take the Bears, but I feel like that's not the right play. I don't know. Chris, do you have something for this game?
I do have something for this game, but before I get into it, I forgot I had a trend center stat for the last game we're talking about. So I'm just going to read that off real quick. It's a good one. This is it's called Bills early home over since 2016. So since 2016, when the Bills are playing at home at 1 o'clock Eastern, the total is more than 38 and a half, and the spread is 5.5 or greater. The over is 32, 12, and 1 in the last 9 years.
Oof.
So yeah. Over.
Oof.
But yeah, back to this game. Bears plus 6.5. I jumped off of them on Black Friday. I just took the under, which still hit, thank God. When was the last time you saw the top seed in a conference this late in the season be a 6.5 point dog?
Never. This is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I think I saw something that like a lot of the money's already on the Packers.
And I get it because the Packers looked fucking awesome on Thanksgiving, but we've seen this Jekyll and Hyde thing from the Packers before. I mean, they balled out on either Sunday, Monday Night Football, whichever one, against the Steelers, and then the next week they go home and lose outright to Carolina. I think the Packers are the better team overall. I don't trust them to win a game by more than or by a touchdown or more. So yeah, Bears plus 6.5. I do think the Bears are overrated, but I mean, at some point we gotta call a spade. They're overrated, but they're a good football team.
They're
I think
winning
they keep,
games.
yeah, I think they keep it within a touchdown.
Okay.
So,
Yeah.
did that help anything, or do we need to kick it to Sean?
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Bears.
All right.
Like it's the same thing as last week because the Bears, I mean, I was looking at their schedule and who they've already played, and they haven't really played like a lot of good teams, but like they beat the Eagles, and like I don't know if you could even say the Eagles are a good team. They're somewhat there. I mean, they have a winning record. They're probably going to make the playoffs.
They're 8-4.
Yeah,
They went
but
on the
also
road.
but
They
they
went on the
lost to the
road.
Bears.
They went on the road and thumped the Super Bowl champions. Like, say what you will about the state of that team right now. That's
Yeah,
impressive.
that's impressive. Yeah.
Yes, and then like you go back to early in the season, and it's like, okay, they played the Lions. And the Lions took a shit down their throats. But other than that, like, this is a pretty good team. I think their only other loss, I can't even remember who it was, but they kept it close, I think.
Ravens, it wasn't that close. They lost by like 14.
Yeah.
That was
Okay.
like
Well,
6 or 7 weeks ago.
yeah. So it's just a weird point in the season where it just, the Bears, it doesn't. It just doesn't feel right that they're good, but they are winning games. And I'm taking the Bears with the points. Right. Sean, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, just to keep it topical, just we're officially in the upside down timeline of the NFL. The Chicago Bears are the number one seed in the NFC. This is a different era, boys. Aaron Rodgers is long gone. Ben Johnson has these dudes looking like a real football team for the first time in like, what, a decade? Maybe? If
Whenever the
that,
double doink was, whatever that since that year.
yeah. Then, like, here, like, I have no stats to back this up, but like, I honestly just like you can't rely on like long-term trends between like these two franchises. These old Bear Packers numbers—they don't matter anymore. These are two completely different quarterbacks, two completely different coaching systems. Two completely different identities. So, no score stats. This is just pure vibes. This is 2025 NFL Bizarro World where the Bears are the NFC one seed. It's Bears plus 6.5. I mean, like, this is just too many points. for a divisional game. And with the lead in, with the division on the line, like, I mean, like, this just, I think that the Bears defense is legit. And like, their offense has some structure finally, which is crazy. And I think they've earned the right to not be slept on this season in these spots. And this is just too many points. So, I mean, this is value. It's a gift. And honestly, it's mostly vibes, to be honest. So it's plus six. It's Bears plus 6.5.
Yes, it does feel like a vibes play. I will say, though, if the Bears win this game, they're fucking for real. I think I might. Like, it's,
I might throw like a half unit on Bears money line just for fun. Cause what else is going on?
What else am I going to do on a Sunday?
What else am I going to do?
Laundry?
No, I do that on Saturdays.
But yeah, if the Bears win this game, that's gonna be a team you do not want to play. Lots of vibes. Anyway, moving on. The next game, Sunday Night Football, the Texans at the Chiefs. The Texans won last week against the Colts. The Texans are, would you say, in the hunt?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. This division, it's kind of feels like it's up for grabs. But at the same time, it doesn't. I don't know. It's weird.
Well, the Titans were eliminated last week, so it's not up for grabs, you know.
Well, I meant for like the teams that like win games.
We were only eliminated last week.
Yeah,
yes. We haven't been eliminated since like week 8.
No. We were officially eliminated against the loss against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wow, honestly.
Yep.
That ain't nothing. No. Until week 14, still on the hunt.
Yeah. Well, it's such a weird year because nobody's good.
We also had, I think the Jags were like our third divisional game of the season in week 14. So that probably had something to do with it.
Right. I do want to say the window is open for the Chiefs to make the playoffs. I don't know if you guys have thought about this.
Well, I did. I looked into this.
I mean, they got to start winning now, and they can't look back. Like, it's open, but they have to win out pretty much, I believe.
Well, here's the thing. The Colts are going on a slide, and if they don't end up like winning the division and they're tied with the Chiefs won against them. They have the tiebreaker. They can make the playoffs. And fucking the Chargers, Justin Herbert, he has to get surgery on his left hand. So like, they're going to go out. They have a winning record.
I wouldn't say they're going to go out. Like, there's a chance.
I mean,
I wouldn't
just
immediately write them off. They're ahead of the Chiefs in the division. So
yes. Okay. But, and the Chiefs still play them, left over in the year. And so it's kind of like, if the Chiefs can essentially like go 4-1 in these next games, like, dude, they're it. They're in. It's kind of like, if they just win, then it's that then they're in. Like, it's I hate it. It's wild. But I forgot to say the spread and the total. The Chiefs are favored by 3.5 points. And the total is 41.5. I wrote that really small.
41?
It's 42.5.
All right.
Well, that's what I got.
I got it at 43.
Shit. Is it?
I mean, I did my research like an hour ago.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, but that's what I saw on whatever book I was using. But with that being said, let's get into this game. Sean, what do you have for this game?
All right. Texans Chiefs under 43.5. I think this game just has the ingredients for a tight, low scoring rock fight. I mean, first off, this is unfamiliar territory for the Chiefs. I mean, they're sitting 6-6 right now. They're legitimately fighting for their lives for a playoff spot. That alone just changes how they're going to approach the game. They can't afford to make mistakes. They can't afford shootouts. And they're going to be playing at this like playoff level tension. So things are going to be tight. Texans, quietly the best defense in the NFL. And I think it took everybody like more than half the season to realize it, including us. So, in its last three, Houston has led their opponents to just 19 points or fewer, including the Colts in week 13. This defense is fast, physical, and incredibly well coached. Also, if you know this, Andy Reid offensively, remember last January, when Houston lost 23-14 in the divisional round, and they just held the Chiefs to just 212 yards. That's crazy. That's wild. They matched them physically then. I think this is an even better matchup right now. So, also, it's going to feel like 12 degrees in Kansas City, in Arrowhead on Sunday night. That alone should just be like, hey, let's just run the ball. Let's not throw this cinder block ball through the air. I think the weather just takes out the team to make like, you know, it doesn't force it. Well, depending on the game, but I think this takes them out of like making them make long drives. And it's going to be like third down battles, conservative calls. It's cold, it's physical. Neither offense is really built to run away in these conditions. So I'm grabbing the under right now. I got it at 43.5. It's already gone down to 42 since the time of recording. So, this is going to probably slide closer to 41-40. So I would take this under while you can. It's this tight game, elite defense, freezing temperatures. It's under 43.5 for me. Chris, what do you got?
100% agree. I got under 42 and a half. I like it anything above 42, so still love 42 and a half. Like you said, Texans have arguably the best defense in all of football. Chiefs suck on the road. At home, the defense is lights out. They're only allowing 16 points a game in Arrowhead this season. It's crazy. Granted, they haven't really played the stiffest competition at home, but CJ Stroud and the Texans offense, they're not exactly world beaters. So I think they can hold Stroud and company to very small point total. So going with the under, this is essentially a playoff game for the Chiefs. Every game here on out is a playoff game for the Chiefs, essentially. So I think they're going to treat it like such. They're going to run the fucking football. They're going to own time of possession, and that's going to lead to low scoring games. So also have two stats from our friends at Trend Center.
I got two
Both
stats.
both sitting around Patrick Mahomes. So one, Patrick Mahomes on 8 days rest or more, and the total is less or yeah it's less than 51. The under is 14, 4-1, 8-2 in the last 10. And the other one, Mahomes primetime unders. When Patrick Mahomes plays a home game in primetime, the under is 16-7. Also 8-2 in the last 10. So two trends from Trend Center, under 42 and a half all damn day. Utah, give me two under 42 and a half.
Oh, yeah.
The Point Break reference for
Yes, man.
the kids at home.
I
I
didn't get
got
that
it.
reference.
I got it.
I never saw Point
Utah,
Break.
give me two.
Keanu!
Okay, well, we got a Queens.
A clean sweep. Jesus, Will, what are we doing?
All right.
Got a clean sweep. I'm also on the under. When I was doing research, it was 41 and a half. The book out, I mean, I might have to go to a different book, but either way, I'm taking the under. I think this game is not going to be fun to watch. It's going to be two defenses that are very good. Texans arguably one of the best defenses in the league. The Chiefs, I mean, their defense has pretty much shown up in the majority of their games. So, let's go under. Let's go to bed early. Let's go to bed early that night. All right. Now moving on to everyone's favorite segment of the week, the double unit, surefire, guaranteed not to lose picks of the week. I will go first, because I think that someone is going to take mine. It's the Steelers Ravens under 43 and a half. I feel like this is just a historical matchup. I have a stat to back it up. I don't have a stat for the matchup. I mean, those have been beat to hell. So I have a different one. I have a different stat for this under. Late season unders with teams falling off. The under is 97, 49, and 3 in these games. 7-3 in the last 10. Let's go. Under 43 and a half. This game's gonna suck. And I'm ready for it. I'm ready to make money off of it. Chris, what is your surefire double unit guaranteed not to lose play of the week?
All right, we're gonna go back to back this week, and we're doing it with an old friend, the Seattle Seahawks -7 against the shitbag Atlanta Falcons. Seahawks essentially had a bye week last week. They were playing third string quarterback in Minnesota. I mean, they made his life hell, but it didn't look like they had to try very hard to do it. I don't think they're gonna exactly be banged up coming into this one. So and. I mean, Kirk Cousins, solid backup quarterback in this league at this point, but he's not very good. So I think Seahawks kind of get after his ass. Yeah, I just think they're a lot better. Obviously, we all know Mike McDonald is amazing on the road. Struggled. He has not covered the last. No, he covered against the Rams, but they lost. But he covered. They didn't cover against the Titans. So still great against the spread on the road. Another Utah, give me two stats from the Trend Center. Dating back to last year, Sam Darnold, after a straight up win with a total of less than 50, is 16-3-1 against the spread. And where's the Atlanta Falcons in the last 26 years on 1 p.m. Eastern kickoffs? Hold on, there's more. I lost my place. Yes, when the spread is less than 9, they are 36-72 against the spread. So, that being said, the Seattle Seahawks are going to kick the shit out of the Atlanta Falcons. Battle of the Birds, go Seahawks -7, surefire guarantee not to lose. Sean, I feel like I took yours, and I apologize for that, but
You didn't. You didn't.
Seahawks, okay.
I was just agreeing because I'm pretty sure that I gave that Eastern time zone like stat out earlier as one of my other surefire picks
Wait a
earlier
minute.
this season.
The Falcons one?
Yeah.
Did you? I
I
apologize. I
think
do not
so.
remember
No, 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 no.
that.
It still works.
All right.
So
Yeah, it
it's all
does.
good. But mine, I'm going with an old Willie P, old reliable on this one. Saints Bucks over 42 and a half. Saints put up numbies. Bucks defense bad. Baker needs to get right spot. And I do have a trend from our friends at the Trend Center. NFC South divisional overs. It's crazy because this division is ass, but these divisional games just keep going over. 12 and 6 in the last 18. 5 and 5 in its last 10 on a one game losing streak, but that just means it's due off of a 5-5 win streak. So give me the Bucks Saints over 42.5, please, and thank you.
Okay. There are your double unit guaranteed not to lose plays of the week. The Surefire Parlay is definitely going to hit this week. I can feel it. My stat was also brought to you by the Trend Center. Shout out. All right. All right, next, we got some extra plays on the board. I don't have too many, but the only extra play that I have is the Rams -7.5 against the Cardinals. And I do have a Trend Center.
I was going to say back to the well.
You got something to say, Sean? Talking wet over there?
I didn't say anything.
I said something.
He was shaking his head, though.
I was just thinking about thinking how wet. I was thinking wet a little bit. Yeah, you're right. I was thinking wet. I didn't say anything, though.
I do have a stat from the Trend Center to back this shit up. This trend has a 100% score, so it's one of the best for the week. This one's titled NFL Didn't Cover versus Did Cover in Divisional Matchups. It's on the Rams -7.5, -8, depending on where you get it. 94-40-1 against the spread. 3-game win streak, 7-3 in the last 10. I think the Rams, if they don't turn over the ball, are probably the best team in the league, if I'm going to be quite honest. I didn't check out the – stop laughing at me.
Well, I'm just saying you make it funny. It's like if right. The Rams don't turn over the ball, it's like, yeah, if they don't, right.
Yeah. Going into last week's matchup, Matthew Stafford threw 27 touchdowns without throwing an interception in the last however many fucking games that was. And then he started turning over the ball, and they lost. Coincidence? I think not.
How many did he throw last week?
I think he threw one and then fumbled one.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. I obviously couldn't watch that game, but it wasn't local to us. So, but if the Rams will turn over the ball, I love this bounce back spot. The shit against the shitbag Cardinals. I don't care if it's Jacoby Brissett. I don't care if it's Kyler Murray. It's not going to go well for them. And the Rams still have a great defense. Rams -7.5. That's all I got. Sean, what do you got?
Well, you're
chuckling on me.
Yeah. You're going to be chuckling on me, too.
Captain Chuckles over there.
I only got one more play so far. It's the Titans +4.
Yeah.
Against the Browns.
Yeah, let's get sick with it.
we're getting sicko mode with it. So I texted the boys about the games we wanted to talk about. And I almost included the Titans-Browns matchup in, you know, our main slate. And I was like, oh, this would be really cool, but all these other games, like, matter. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, we can't just talk about the shitbag Titans and the bitch-ass Browns.
This game is the opposite of matters.
This game doesn't matter. Yes, this game does not matter. But it kind of does matter at the same time, because you have Cam Ward, who went 1-1, and then Shedeur Sanders, who fell from the first round to the fifth round to the Cleveland Browns. It was fifth round, correct?
Yeah, I was about to be mean. I was well. He fell from the first round and the second round and the third round and the fourth round.
Well, okay. Well, yeah, we could.
Yes, he was a fifth round pick. Yes.
Yes, he was a fifth round pick. We could elevator it if you want, but I mean, I don't know. This has to be. The Titans cannot lose this game. Shedeur cannot be better than Cam in this game. It just can't happen. Or else we're going to be like the laughing. We already are, but like, I don't even know how to describe this. Like,
you want
more
to
than
feel
a laughing stock.
Right. with the franchise's decisions.
I would,
yes, I do want to feel correct.
I would say more like if we lose this game, we will be the laughingstock. More so right now, we're too irrelevant to be a laughingstock. People just forget the Titans exist. They're like, oh yeah, the Titans played football today. They probably lost.
Usually. Now that I look, well, now that I'm on the Trend Center app, because I do have a stat to back this up, but it says that Dylan Gabriel is going to start.
No.
Is that correct?
He was.
That can't be. They can't do that. They can't do that.
No, though. I think they're going with, I think, because last, Gabriel was cleared last week and they went with Shador, and Shador didn't play bad. Like, I know I kind of ragged on him in the beginning. He didn't play awful. So I would be very surprised if they go back to him.
I don't know, but this comes from our friends at the Trend Center with teams win less than 2 weeks or two wins after week nine, 46-18 against the spread, 8-2 in its last 10, Titans plus +4. I kind of hope it's Shador and not Dylan Gabriel.
I think it is. Everything I'm looking at, it's going to be Shador.
It's going to be Shador because this is like the, you know, Mariota Winston, like week one matchup to me right now in the state that we're in, because it's like, God, I want the Titans to be right so bad. Like, I want them to have gotten their guy, and I want that guy to ball out so hard.
And you know, Cam really wants to win this game.
Yes. Oh, he wants to win every game.
Right. I think this one is.
I know. This one's special.
The off-season like workouts and stuff that they were doing when Shador's like,
trying to get you on track.
Yeah. He's like, what do you do for fun? He's like, football.
I play football.
He's like, okay, but like, other than that, football. Play football.
I want to be known as a football player, the greatest.
Yeah. All and right. I hope that the Tennessee Titans can at least grasp at that dream that Cam has. So, at least for now, it's the Titans plus +4. And that's the only other extra play that I have.
I might throw a little bit on that because, I mean, I'm going to have to watch it. And I do really want to win this game.
Yo, Miller's this weekend? Miller's on Sunday?
I'm done.
$3 draft brews.
Let's do it.
I like $3.
I do like $3 brews.
Maybe we should discuss this after the show.
Sure. But sure.
Maybe we should discuss our personal plans and where our locations will be. We have a big following, Sean.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, live meetup.
If a three for the money fan shows up at Miller's Ale House in Murfreesboro, I will pay for your tab.
Oh,
Sean will pay for my tab.
If you are not on the show, I will pay.
Rick Dixon's gonna roll up like, all right, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Family does not count. Family does not count.
Heard you were buying everyone beers.
It's gotta be a random stranger, someone I've never met.
All right.
Well, or who? Have you done your
me.
Plays?
It's Chris.
Sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Well, since we're on the topic, Titans plus +4.5. My notes are a lot bleaker than what Sean wrote. It just says someone's got to win this fucking game, and whoever does, I don't think it's gonna be more than a field goal. So 4.5.
I mean, that's fair. That's a good point too.
Yeah, I legitimately don't see a team being able to pull away in this game. Like, regardless, if the Titans were 4.5-point favorites, I obviously wouldn't bet it, but I would recommend Browns plus 4.5.
I think also Myles Garrett's probably gonna have like 10 sacks.
Don't say that.
I don't really think about
it. You were thinking it.
I mean, Jeffrey Simmons could have the Browns offensive line is better, mainly because it's hard to get worse than the Titans, but they're not particularly great. Anyway, Also, to echo sentiment of our friend in our gambling group chat, if Shador goes out there and shreds the Titans, fold the fucking franchise. I don't want to be associated with this team anymore if he goes out there, puts up 350 and three touchdowns. So yeah, Titans plus 4.5. Rams Cardinals over 48.5. I think the Rams are pissed off. I think they take out some anger on the Cardinals. Also, Cardinals offense, not terrible. They can keep some games close. Jacoby Brissett, since he has become the full-time starter in Arizona, the over is 5-2. So yeah, over 48.5. Man, I think Rams are going to score a bunch of those, but I think Cardinals will pull their weight. And then the only other one I got, Thursday Night Football, over 54.5. All I have written down, it's Cowboys Lions, by the way. All I've written down is let's have some fun.
Over.
Yeah, over 54.5. Two electric offenses inside at Ford Field where points just rain from the sky. So yeah, over 54.5, this game is going to rock. I mean, if both teams score in the 30s, would you really be that shocked?
No.
Yeah, over 54.5. Let's have some fun. I might add more come Sunday. Check the Twitter, but that's all I got for now.
Okay. All right. I do have an update for some of my futures. I had a couple futures cash. I had over
Oh,
9.5
already?
wins. Yeah. I had over 9.5 wins for the Denver Broncos. That one. And then I can't, for some reason it's not coming up now, but I had the under South Carolina in South Carolina regular season wins. And that cashed. So hey, we're looking okay. And then I have two other futures. Oh yeah. One of them was JJ McCarthy under like 4,000 yards. And I mean that's gonna they should already cash it, if I'm gonna be honest.
I think that's going to hit. Yeah, because I have the same thing. I was about to say that. I think that's going to hit by a couple thousand yards.
Yes. So that's, I mean, that's probably gonna hit. I believe I have Devontae Smith over 850 receiving yards. And I checked it after the game on Friday, and he only needs 50 more yards. So barring a horrific injury, I am considering that probably cashed. So yeah, not too shabby. Turns out all that that research we did, some of it paid off.
I've got
I'm
a
probably gonna
couple.
go. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
I was gonna say I've got a couple that are looking. Well, one's looking. It's the JJ McCarthy under 3,600.5 passing yards. Yeah, just go ahead and give me my money. I don't know what they're doing. I have Saints under 4.5 wins at plus money, and I think they have won two football games.
That sounds right.
So that should be hopefully close to mathematically go ahead. I don't know if they'll pay it out when it's, yeah, they lost last week. So yeah, they have one, two, three, four. Yeah, they have five more. So as long as they don't win three more, we're good. And then obviously Calvin Ridley over whatever the hell. That's been dead as a doornail for a few weeks now. Mainly since like the third week of the season. But also, I can't remember if we talked on the show, AJ Brown over 7.5 touchdowns, plus 110, looked dead for a while, but he's looking pretty good lately. He's got six, so we just need two more. He could get
Yeah.
that this week. He had two
Oh.
last week.
I also had over 6.5 touchdowns or 7.5 touchdowns for DK Metcalf, and he only needs two more
Yes,
to
I
get that.
have 6.5 for DK as well, and he's got five right now.
Right. So he only needs two more.
Two.
And that
Give me two.
should be
Give me two.
me too.
Utah, two.
I guess I need to watch Point Break, but
Shout out Gary Busey.
first time
So
he's
hopefully that one
been shout
cashes.
out since in like 20 years.
Just
Just
I think that's all my futures. I did place a little bit of money on the Bills to win the Super Bowl, and it could happen.
I could. I mean, just make they'll make it. So just get hot. And on,
Yeah.
the AFC isn't exactly loaded, especially if the Chiefs. As long as the Chiefs don't make it, they could be good.
Yes.
That's their boogeyman.
Yeah. And like, as I stated before two other times on this pod, nobody's really like good. Nobody's like great, you
In the
know?
AFC, no.
Yeah. So it's.
Like the Patriots are awesome, but they haven't, like, they're beating the shit out of bad teams. They're doing what they're supposed to do, but they're still only playing bad teams, it feels like. So,
So it's alive.
In our Fun with Futures episode, I did bet Mike Evans over 1,000, which sucks. Did any of y'all bet that? I did
Probably.
not. Okay.
I have to go back through my slips to see what's still open.
Yeah.
But because
I
like with
do.
good.
Well, I do have Calvin Ridley over 925 and a half as well. That sucks. But I do have DK Metcalf over 6.5 touchdowns and Devontae Smith over 850 and a half yards receiving. He only needs 49 yards.
Yes, I mentioned that
So,
earlier.
yeah, he.
yes. Oh, you did. I'm
I think I
sorry.
took that Devontae Smith one too. I need to go back and look, but I'm pretty sure I took that one.
Those are my only ones. In the Bills, I had Bills over 12 and a half wins this season. That's lost already. 'Cause they've already lost five.
Oh, 12 and a half. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They've already lost five, so
Yeah.
it's like
Has it cashed yet, or
done.
is it d
No,
is it
it's settled. Yeah, it's done.
okay? I didn't know if, like, because some of these, depending on the book, even though it's like mathematically is impossible for it to win, it'll still wait until like the end of the season to cash it, which
Yeah,
is annoying.
no. Schmanschmal doesn't do that. So,
Yeah, shut up.
oh, and I have one more that's probably not going to hit, and it's the Niners to win their division. Probably not going to happen, but that's all right.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. Probably not.
Well, I mean, I
I
know they beat the
mean,
Rams
nah.
on whatever in prime time a few weeks ago, but I have no idea what the rest of their division, like divisional record is.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen.
Probably
Not in
not.
a division with the Seahawks and the Rams. So, oh well, that's all right. Okay, that's kind of all I got. The
I was
O's look
just looking at
cashed.
it. I was
The
just looking
over
up NFC West standings.
the overcashed, kind of in a sweat on Monday Night Football. I can't remember what you guys took.
I took the Pats, which is easy. Easiest bet of all. I got it plus 100 too. Pats minus 7.5 plus 100.
Wow.
Easiest bet of all time.
I got cute with that Giants first quarter, and that didn't have a fucking prayer.
Yeah, I
After
did.
that
That did
field,
kind of offset my winnings, to be
yeah.
honest, but it's all right.
After that field goal, I was like, "Hey, you just go down and score. We're probably gonna win this quarter." And they did the opposite. They
Yep.
punted and they returned for a touchdown. So yeah, that was bad. But I did
Yep.
also have a booty touchdown, and that hit. So that pretty much made me even on the night.
Hell yes. I didn't see that last field goal go in, but I'm very thankful that it did.
Well,
Shout out Thanksgiving.
check the X for our Thursday night picks, which comes out tonight.
Yes.
Yes.
When people are
It's
hearing
our
this.
episodes.
Oh,
When
yeah.
people, yes.
I was looking at it. I was like,
Cowboys,
wait, what are you talking
Lions.
about?
I'm probably going to take the over.
I'm just gonna look. Yeah, let's have
Just
some
fuck
fun.
it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
who
let's just
cares?
fuck it. Who fuck it, take the over. Who
Yeah.
cares?
Yes, I'll be. I'll probably take the over.
Is Amon-Ra gonna
Dallas.
play?
I don't know, dude.
That was the worst. I have Amon-Ra in fantasy, by the
I
way, and
know.
a buddy, Ryan, who I was playing last week, texted me while I was sitting down to Thanksgiving lunch, feast, whatever you want to call it. And he was like, oh, it's rough week to have Amon-Ra. And I was like, fuck, what happened? So I ate my food, went back for seconds. I texted him. I was like, did he get hurt? Like, what was going on? He was like, yeah, he busted his ankle. Didn't look good.
God, first quarter.
Damn it. Yeah. And then
first quarter.
Yep. So, yeah, that was rough. Goose egg on the scoreboard, obviously, but whatever.
Yep. I'm going to have to eat hot dogs, probably, to be honest.
I don't know.
You?
Yeah, dude.
There's two people who are tied for last right now. So I think you're okay. You'd have to, like, lose out, essentially.
We only have one more game in the regular
season. Oh, shit, yeah. I was thinking we had two or three. Yeah, you're right. Then you're definitely fine. Is it even mathematically possible for you to?
Okay. Well, Kamish.
Yeah.
We need to establish, like, what the ruling is. It's like, is it regular season or is it consolidation loser bracket?
I said this last week or 2 weeks ago. I'm getting worried over here, dude.
Like, I'm like,
I think it needs to be regular. I think it needs to be regular season.
Really?
You don't just get to suck. That's good for you. What are you talking about?
But like, really? I know, but like, that's not, but like,
I don't think you get to suck all year and then turn it on for a few weeks while nobody else gives a shit. But like, I get, like, it's fun, but
we'll give a shit though.
Again, I will ask the, which I know two of them will probably be in favor of that.
Okay. ask on Sunday.
Yes.
When we're like at Miller's Ale House in Murfreesboro, obviously.
drop the address. but yeah.
Yeah, we do need to like figure that out because the only how much time we got left? Okay,
we got five minutes.
Okay. The only reason like I kind of want to lose just so I know that somebody will do it because I will do it. I will eat the hot
dog. Oh, I will say if you don't do it, it's a 1 year sussy.
Yeah. Okay.
Potential lifetime ban, depending on their attitude.
Depending on their reply.
Yeah. If you're a dick about it, I'll be like, okay, then you're done. But if you just own it, then whatever, 1 year sussy.
Okay. So, but I think incorporating like the consolidation loser bracket into it does make it more fun because you still have like something to play for, like, you know, you could still like pick up people off waivers, you could still like well, you obviously can't make trades, but like, you know, you could still put the best team out there, and if your team is just like the fucking worst, then like,
yeah,
which I feel like my team is the absolute worst right now, so
on Sunday, whether it be in person or in the group chat, I will float it out there and see what the losers think. Okay. And then we'll go from there.
Because by Sunday, we will know who will be in the losers bracket.
Yeah.
So
honestly, I might just go ahead and make a ruling and say it's going to be you have to finish out the season because you don't. Actually, I mean, now I'm leaning towards that now because you don't get to – you have to fight for it. You don't just get
you
to –
I don't feel like you get off that easy.
Yeah, okay.
Like you have to fight. You have to fight. Right,
I'm just going
to
go ahead and
eat 71 fucking hot dogs.
I'm just going to go ahead and make that ruling. Like, it's going to be – you have to – whoever loses the consolation bracket has to eat the hot dogs. I'm going to go ahead and make that ruling.
All right. It's going to be me. I'm going
to
lose.
Right.
You did this. I was about to let it be regular season. Know,
but like it's fine. It's like it's what it is. It's the punishment. It's whatever. Again.
All right.
Okay. On that note, I'm gonna wrap this up. Shout out Trend Center, greatest tool on the planet for sports bettors. Definitely check them out. Use a code TFTM at checkout for 15% off a premium membership. We're gonna be using it all year long. College basketball. Works wonders for that. NHL, NBA. What?
It's Bandit.
Oh, it's Bandit.
It is Bandit.
Only buddy.
Oh, they can't see him
Yeah,
because
I know.
what do you mean
he's
they
not
can't
making,
see him?
There
weren't
it
making noise. All
is.
right. Yeah, that was Bandit for a quick second. All right. Follow us on X for updated picks for Thursday and Sunday and Monday. And every day that there's college basketball, because we know that Chris will bet it.
A lot of good college basketball tonight at time of recording. So that we're getting into like actual good games.
Okay. We're getting into the actual good games. All right, we'll see y'all next week. There's three of us. Now let's make some money.
Woo. All right.
Forget about it, baby. Kaboom.
Boom.
Utah.
Give me two.
Boom. Boom.